So what episode are we talking about today?
The Sarah episode.
I love Lucy.
I know.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who's sometimes slow on things.
Thank you. I'm not a gloomy person.
Oh, no. Well, it's in my dictionary.
That's what I thought.
What would our podcast be without Sarah's yays?
It's like Narnia. That's not true.
Hey, and welcome to episode 37 of the Unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
We're back!
We're back.
Did you miss us? It's been so long.
Well, they deserve it. I mean, we made them wait for a long time, so.
That's true. It's very true.
Yes, they deserve two podcasts in a matter of, or less than a week, so. Yeah, so what episode are we talking about today?
The Triangled Web.
Part 1.
A playoff of The Triangle, which was about Wit and Jenny.
And The Tangled Web with Dave Griffin. I was going to say Jimmy, but Jimmy wasn't really in that episode. So anyhow, spoof off of those two episodes, but they don't really pertain. Although, The Triangle, there are a lot of similarities to that one in terms of the love interest.
Well, The Tangled Web is in here, too, because Jimmy's in this one.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's start there. Wow! Okay, look how many characters came back for this one episode!
I counted six. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 6 characters.
I have to say, I knew this episode was coming since November. You do not know how hard it was for me to keep my mouth shut. And not only did I know, like, who was going to be in it, which some people found out, but I knew the plot line for it, too. And actually, I know stuff that I can't say it because the second half hasn't aired, and I know what's going to happen in the second half. And it has been killing me since November. It's now April. To keep my mouth shut. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I could finally listen to the episode and hear what happens. And yeah, this was a great episode. I enjoyed hearing this so much. I got to hear some behind the scenes stuff from one of the actors back in November. And yeah, getting to actually hear the episode now is just, it's too cool.
Well, from the perspective of someone who hasn't known what this episode was about, I did know.
You did too. I told you.
I knew about the characters, or some of them, but I didn't know about how it would all play out in the end. So yeah, I don't. I'm hoping that what I'm guessing is going to happen actually transpires, but who knows? Anyhow, it was good to hear from. Well, first of all, let's talk about the minor characters, Lawrence and Jared DeWitt. I thought it was neat. I wasn't expecting to hear from the two characters, from those
no,
two guys.
No, and I didn't realize I didn't know that Jared was gone.
Gone from
Odyssey.
Well, we hadn't heard from him since Something in the Strange Land.
That's not true.
Well,
they came back to Odyssey. We heard from him in Eggshells. We heard from him in Pink is not Pink is Not My Color. In he was in Stubborn Streaks. Eggshells is after Stubborn Streaks. I think he's in Split Ends. Yeah, I don't know what his last episode is.
Okay, so he came back for a time, but he definitely wasn't back full time.
Yeah, but how? Okay, I do have a question. Why are Lucy and Jack and Kurt?
Okay, whoa, you're jumping too far ahead. Okay, let me talk about these guys first, okay?
Hold on. But how did Jared suddenly get hired at the CIA? I'm sorry. I don't understand. If he was still in high school when he left.
I'm not sure.
And then Lawrence... Yeah, I have issues with the whole ages thing. I was really confused on how old everybody was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's difficult because when you bring in characters who've been around from different eras, It's
they're
fine.
All the same age.
They're
That's
all,
what was weird.
Yeah, and if you put in Connie, if you want to throw Connie into the mix, she's theoretically a couple years older, maybe younger than them now. So, I did think it was interesting though that the characters they brought back on Candid Conversations, of course, which we hadn't heard in from them in a while either, was
Lawrence!
the fact that those
Which,
two
by the
characters.
way,
Whoa, whoa,
sounded like
whoa!
Brandon Gilberstadt.
You done?
Sorry, what?
Are you done yet? I haven't finished my point.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
Those two characters just happen to be the two pretty much with the biggest imaginations. I thought that was interesting. I don't know if that was intentional or not, or if they were the only actors available to record with them at the time, but to bring back Lawrence, who we've all known for has this vivid imagination, and then Jared, who is even more extreme than that, almost kind of a Lawrence version 2.0. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who voices Lawrence? 'Cause it sounded a lot like Jared.
I'm pretty sure they brought back the original actor, Gabriel,
He
and
sounded a lot like Jared.
okay, well, I didn't hear that, so I can't really comment on
Mean,
that one.
it sounded like Lawrence, but it also sounded a lot like Jared, and I was
Well,
confused.
listening to interviews on the phone can do that to people's voices.
Yeah. Alrighty, that works. Cool, I was confused.
Good. So moving on to the four main returnees. Yay! I'm gonna be
Jimmy
Sarah.
and Kurt and Lucy and Jack.
Wow.
I loved how they were all like all the guys were like trying to build up what position they had at work. They're like, I am the assistant to the assistant's assistant and I thought it was great that Jack was still like in working at a pizza place, and Kurt was still trying to get out of doing work, and Jimmy was still trying to do news stuff, which he, had been doing in Washington,
Yeah.
D.C.
Well, I didn't know he'd return back to Pocumary Falls.
Don't you remember at the end of Living in the Gray, he's like, Dad, can I come home with you?
No, I don't remember that, actually.
He's at George is at it's the very end, and George is at the airport. Or it's not the very end, I guess, but George is at the airport, and Jimmy goes to the airport, and he's like, Dad, wait, can I come with you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a long time, so.
I
All
listened
right,
to it yesterday.
that makes sense then. I just wasn't sure on that.
Yep. So.
Speaking of Jimmy, though, one thing that has to be mentioned is what is Jimmy's relationship with Lucy in the first place?
None.
I'm glad that they did mention that it was a crush, it was an unspoken crush, because they, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but they didn't really have a scene together in their 10, 12-year history together.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Lucy was more Donna's age than Jimmy's age.
Probably. It's always hard to tell because she went through that phase where she well, three phases. She started off with Jack, moved on pretty quickly to
Who then got
Kurt.
older than Donna.
Yeah, and well,
So that would have put Lucy older than
that's
Donna, and
true.
Donna's older than Jimmy, so that would have been like way weird.
Well, I think one of the factors that plays in largely with characters' ages is I guess their voice, how they sound. Because Lucy, for the most part, could still play a Mandy type character, a high school character. So, with that in mind, it's hard for her to be thought of or written as someone who's like Donna's age or an older Jimmy's age, if you get my drift there.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, that's another thing. It seemed like okay, Lawrence and Jared are suddenly away, like Lawrence got into NASA, which means he had to have already gone through schooling to get into the space program. You have to go through like 8 years of schooling to get in there. It's like intense. And Jared is working for the CIA, and you have to have a college degree for that. I mean, they'll do
The
internships, but you
CIA.
have to be in college. And then all of a sudden, you have Jimmy, who's already had several jobs in DC as a news reporter. So he's probably like, okay, like early 20s, supposedly. But still, like, if they're all the same age, like Jack and Lucy and them are the same age, Jack and Lucy should be, like, done with college by now. But they're not. And Lawrence was, like, 3 or 4 years younger than Jimmy, and he's, like, went through 8 years of schooling, and it doesn't make any sense in my mind.
Well,
It makes my brain hurt.
let's see if I can. Oh, well, we wouldn't want that to happen. Let's go back to Lawrence. In his defense, or in the defense of the writers, I guess, Lawrence would not necessarily had to have gone through the entire program, because you do mention they did mention that he basically destroyed a flight simulator.
Okay, but you still have to get a bachelor's
Hold
degree in
on,
order to
hold
go
on. We
there.
don't know the whole situation surrounding that, and I'm just trying to give some rational explanation for why he jumped his age. Okay, I'm with you. I don't understand why he did that, and honestly, I don't really care, to be honest, about the age gap, because that's
Don't
been a
either,
forever
but it
thing.
was just weird, okay? And my mind notices things like that. I can't help it. I'm
That's
sorry.
okay. We're all different.
I don't. Okay, wait. Don't take this as a me, like, being mad that the characters came back. I don't care. I don't mind. That does not take away from them coming back. It was just one of those, like, ah, I can't wrap my mind around this thing. And then I remind myself, oh, yeah, it's Odyssey, and I don't have to wrap my mind around it, and then I'm okay.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. So
I have the thought, and then I dispense with reality, and yeah, then I'm okay.
that's good.
Right, no, I suspend my disbelief. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, I'm glad that you're passionate about it, but then you can at the same time realize that it's Odyssey.
Wouldn't be Odyssey if there weren't little quirks in it.
Exactly.
Oh, going back to Jimmy's crush. I thought it was funny. It was kind of cool, even though we've never heard about this before. It was cool because you got to hear random little tidbits about Jimmy that, you've never heard before. So that was kind of fun.
Well, and kind of more of a random side note there was Jimmy's banter between in the entire episode, really, but especially with Connie, I felt was very authentic, and I thought having actually spoken to the actor as we did last year, I could really see Dave's character come out in Jimmy, and I thought that was really neat how they kind of intertwined. There's almost I don't really see much of a difference between the two, really. They're kind of one and the
Dave
same.
and Jimmy are very, very similar.
Yeah, I love that.
I've been blessed to speak with Dave on several occasions, and I can't listen to the episodes without hearing, like, without finding Dave in them. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So,
Dave's a pretty awesome guy. Yeah.
so just going off of the whole relationship issue, we talked about Jimmy's status with Lucy, or lack thereof. And then moving on to Jack, I think it was cool because Lucy and Jack have been buddies, or were buddies, in the early days of Odyssey. And then now with Kurt brought in, there was kind of that love.
Kurt and Lucy dating.
That was really a love-hate relationship, in my opinion, because she always went with his ideas and then regretted them in the end. I just found that one was kind of awkward because I didn't really understand how, like you said, they were dating, and he said he stood her up, and I thought, yeah, that's definitely Kurt. I can tell.
Yeah.
Although I do find it interesting that all of her best friends, Lucy's best friends, were guys.
I'm pretty sure that I made that point before you did.
Yeah,
That's
I'm pretty sure you have, but
okay. You can deliver it better than I can.
I'd
Go
like
for
to
it.
reiterate it because I find it hilarious. Or I know it's kind of a. It's really an unfortunate thing that all of her girlfriends pretty much abandoned or rejected her ever since the start of the show. She's never really had that true friend.
Yeah,
True
I'm gonna
Connie?
kind of relate this to my life right now.
Oh, okay. No wonder Lucy's such a favorite of yours.
No, I'm not going to say that too loudly. God's blessed me with some really great friends this last year and these last few years. So,
Some of whom aren't potentially listening to the program, perhaps.
I actually don't know if anybody is.
Well,
I
just
don't
to
know.
be on the safe side, better not say anything that would be out of line.
Well, yes, actually, you know what? One of my dearest friends is listening. So, well, if she ever finds time to listen to them.
So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. One thing, though, is what happened to Isaac?
That's what I was wondering.
My guess is logistics-wise, he wasn't available for recording, which makes perfect sense. I don't have any
Yeah, but
fault with
it wouldn't be
that.
the triangled web anymore. It'd be the quadrangle,
Quad.
the
Well,
square web.
maybe a triangle around Lucy, not a real love triangle.
Okay, here's what I want to know. What happened to Donna? Because weren't she and Jack kind of an item?
I missed that. I think there was something definitely going on between them, but they never developed it after Modesty is the Best Policy.
That's because Jack kind of fell off the face of the earth for a
Yeah,
while.
he did. I did some quick research, and while Lucy was on the show for 8 years, 1988 to 1996, Jack actually, or Donald, left, quit, whatever. Maybe he wasn't available. He left 2 years before Jenny did, and that could have been a major reason why, or one of the reasons why the relationship with Donna never continued. But maybe they also thought that, oh, maybe we should switch up the relationship thing.
Okay, here's my thought. Kurt and Lucy dated in high school. That means Jack and Donna could have been dating at the same time.
Right.
Perfect solution.
I think in the back of their minds, the writers' minds, they probably wanted to have something brew between Jack and Lucy simply because
They're married in real
they're
life.
married in real life. And so they didn't. But, in the back of their minds, they're thinking, that might be something you want to explore.
So, do you think something is going to happen with that next episode, or do you want to save your conjecture until after it's done?
Well, I'm usually one to talk about what's going to happen, but I'm surprised you're asking me that, actually. Do we want to talk about what might happen? Well,
See,
I guess I can, you can't.
I can't
Okay.
because I know.
So then maybe I shouldn't,
So,
because then your reaction might give some stuff away.
okay.
Let's just
So,
let's hold that thought for now. But
we will hold that thought.
yeah. Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to add about their whole relationship thing?
I thought it was really hilarious, like how each person chose who they were going to get advice from. And I'm wondering how that will play out in the next episode. Like, it's interesting to me, Jimmy went to Connie. That was kind of a interesting thing. On the one hand, interesting because they've gone to each other for advice recently in like in that Living in the Gray, but also interesting because Jimmy used to be Whit's favorite. Not that Whit had favorites, but Jimmy was Christopher Robin in Pooh Corner, Whit said so himself. So it's interesting to me that Jack went to Whit.
That's an interesting point. I don't know if there's something there at all, or if we're reading too much into it, but
Well, here's where let me finish my train of thought here. So Jimmy went to Connie, Jack went to Whit, Kurt went to Bernard. And I'm wondering if this is like how, like, maybe. Okay, we know they're all three interested in Lucy. So does each person, like, how each person goes, like, the person that each one went to, does you wonder if that's going to affect how successful they are in pursuing Lucy? Does that make
Are you
sense?
implying something there?
What do you mean?
Well, because I think everyone would agree that Wit would offer the best advice generally.
So, do you think that's gonna mean something, or
I thought we just decided not to talk about what's gonna
we're
happen.
not saying anything either way? I'm just throwing that out there because I think it's a valid point.
Well, that's something that's interesting. I was more along the lines of, okay, who has a pre-established relationship with, for lack of a better term, a mentor? Jimmy, to my recollection, is the only person who's really had a solid connection with Connie. I don't think Kurt or Jack really communicated with Connie at all.
Yeah, they did. Jack and Connie had several episodes together.
Yeah, but not nearly to the same degree that Jimmy did, though. They're really.
I would almost disagree with that, to be honest. I mean, because Jack and Connie worked together on plays in the Little Theater a whole ton. And that meant Jack was directing Connie.
Yeah, but not in the same one-on-one attention, one-on-one connection that Jimmy had, though.
Okay.
I'm not talking about just like in the same episode. I'm actually referring to where they've
Yeah.
actually had scenes just with the two
Gotcha.
of them.
But I would say that Jimmy had more connections with Whit than Jack ever did.
I would agree with that, though. I think Jimmy's had more connection with all three of them more than any of them, just because of he appeared in more.
Not Bernard. Kurt and Bernard definitely have the most there. I mean,
Right.
come on, they've had like two or three episodes, like entirely, almost just the two of them.
That's true. I mean, Kurt, as much as he is a prominent character or a prominent kid character, he only appeared in 12 episodes. I
Really?
was shocked when I looked that one up. I was like, what? 12 episodes?
But he was. Wow!
Isaac appeared in, ironically enough, in 13 episodes.
I thought Kurt was around way more than
Yeah,
Isaac was.
I
Oh,
did.
you know why? Because most of Isaac's episodes were unreleased.
A number
Isaac, there's
of
like.
them were.
Yeah, there's like three or four of the Isaac episodes that never made it into an album.
Right.
That would explain why Kurt seemed more relevant.
Kurt was with Focus from 1990 to 1992, at least according to the Soda Fountain, or at least according to the episodes that he's appeared in. So.
But the actor has done other characters.
Right,
for Focus,
but I'm specifically referring to Kurt's character.
I just figured that out. That's why I said that. Oh, okay. I just learned that like a week ago.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one who's sometimes slow on things.
You're not.
No, but... no, I won't go there. Anyhow, anything else that you had issues with?
No, I really, really... I'm sorry. I really liked this episode. I didn't have a lot of issues. It's just... It was, again, one of those... You bring up little things because you liked it so much.
Right.
I loved finally getting to hear this episode. I have been waiting and waiting and waiting for this episode to come out. So, it was definitely worth the wait. And, yeah. I think Don and Jenny and Fabio and Dave for coming back and making us a little bit happy. It was fun to listen to, and I can't wait to hear the second part.
Oh, me neither.
What's gonna happen?
Speaking of what's gonna happen, Jimmy or Connie mentions to Jimmy, she's like, "Oh, maybe you should take a ride in an imagination station adventure." And Jimmy said, "You think being beaten up by Egyptians or being chased by rebel soldiers is conducive to a romantic discussion?" And that was cool because that was a nice shout out to past imagination station adventures
Jimmy himself had taken.
Exactly. The most obvious one was Moses.
Yep. He went on that one with his dad though for his birthday.
But that was
cool. What was the rebel soldiers beating him up though? I don't remember that one.
I think it had to do something with Lucy, but the only one I can think of was By Faith Noah, and that wasn't an Imagination Station adventure, so I don't know which episode or which adventure that he was referring to.
Me either.
Hmm. Well, if any of you guys know, send us a letter.
Yes, please.
AIOFanPodcast@hotmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and speaking of which, we have some letters. Should we get to those now, or should we save them for later?
Sure, why not? Good segue.
Alrighty. Our first one comes from Megan, and she writes, "Hi, Chris and Sarah. I've been listening to your post for a while, and I think she means podcast, and I absolutely love it. I've been having to do a lot of boring typing lately, and listening to you two sure helps pass the time. I can't tell you how many times I've laughed at how you banter back and forth. I love how your personalities show when either of you are pleased about something. There's Chris's affirming, excellent, and Sarah's bubbly, yay! And one that always makes us deaf.
Hey, did she say that?
No, I said that.
That's what I thought.
She continues, "I know you've gotten a few complaints about the quality of the podcast, but I haven't had any problem. Chris, you're doing an awesome job. I just wish I'd thought of doing something like this first. I love talking about Odyssey and drive my family nuts by my random quotes. Chris, Richard Maxwell is also one of my favorite characters. I remember the Odyssey writers once mentioning that at first they were going to have him be Aram in the Novacom saga before deciding on Mitch. I've always wondered how that would have played out. And Sarah, I had to laugh when you said that you wanted Lucy to marry Richard Maxwell. I totally wanted the same thing after hearing him rescue her from Jellyfish and the Bones of Wrath cronies."
Exactly!
She adds in quotation marks, I know, he's too old, but it's fun to imagine.
Well, in Odyssey time, nobody's really too old.
As we mentioned before, Richard could be 20 and Lucy could be 20, so... Megan,
it's like Narnia.
Kind of like Narnia, yeah.
You leave for a little while and you come back and everyone else is older or younger and you're... Yeah.
And you're supposedly dead.
Yeah.
I also...
Ooh, that was good, Chris.
I also really loved hearing from Edwin this past weekend because where there's Edwin, there's Shakespeare. His loyalty under such mistreatment is amazing and hilarious. I was hoping for one of Edwin's classic Shakespeare, the door lines, but it was still funny without it. So that's a great thing. I never thought about that, actually, to have the Shakespeare the door line. That would have been pretty funny. adding Marvin as a third party to Mandy and Trent was good, too. Another funny point was Trent's patient, "Yes, dear," in answer to Mandy's fuming. Yes, as you can see, I love talking about Odyssey, and as this is getting way too long, thanks for what you're doing, keep up the good work, and if you ever need a guest host to interview the two of you, like you mentioned in a long ago podcast, you have a volunteer. Thanks again, from Megan.
Thanks, Megan!
And I'm surprised you remember that. We mentioned you could do an interview with us. That was a long time ago, but...
She may have been just catching up on episodes or something.
We probably will have time to do an interview or self-interview with us over the hiatus, because there unfortunately won't be a ton of Odyssey news to talk about, but hopefully we'll have some interviews and some random discussion on that. Next email is from Emma, and she writes, "Hi, Chris and Sarah. I wanted to drop you a line and tell you how much I like your podcast. I found it while searching for the official podcast on iTunes, and now I much prefer it to the official one. I love the way Sarah says, 'Yay!' on the podcast all the time. It reminds me a lot of my own personality. Anyway, I love your podcast and hope it continues for a long time. Thanks for making such a great podcast."
You're welcome.
What would our podcast be without Sarah's yays?
Very yayless.
Very. And our last one comes from Amber Lee, and she says, "Chris and Sarah, your podcast rocks! I was listening to the official podcast and thinking how they never go anywhere with it. I mean, sneak previews of upcoming shows only last like 20 seconds. Then I noticed the link for your podcast." Aha! And just before I continue with your letter, Amber Lee, I just wanted to give a quick thank you to the folks over at Focus for giving us that referral. That was pretty sweet, actually.
Thank you, Focus, for doing that. That I found out and I was having a really bad day, and I saw that and I nearly jumped out of my skin. That was a wow, kind of cool thing there.
Yeah. See, whenever Sarah has a bad day, there's always something.
God is so honestly, faithful.
He really is. I mean, there's always something that, you know, just comes and brightens your day, and so.
It's, and honestly, okay, for the record, it's not always Odyssey. It's just Odyssey stuff is what happens to pertain to certain things. Never mind.
I should start having some more bad days now.
You can take some of mine. Let me tell you, when it rains, it pours, people.
Yes, pray for Sarah, folks.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
No, I know. Amber Lee continues, "I listened to your review of A Class Reenactment. I agree with the 6 out of 5 rating indefinitely. I loved all the things you pointed out about it that I didn't notice, even after listening like 10 times. It was an interesting conversation, and your viewpoints are so much like mine. I'm definitely going to listen as much as I can. Your new fan, Amber Lee."
Thank you.
Yay.
Yay for new fans.
Yeah, and just to point out, I love the official podcast. I look forward to it every other week, and I wouldn't give it up for what we do here.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and this whole podcast that we do, it's fun, and I'm really glad that we're able to reach people with it. But guys, it's not about us. It's not even really. It's about Odyssey, but we want. Our goal isn't to get you to listen to the shows more. I mean, it is, but I don't know. For me, this is a way for me to be able to reach out to people and minister and remind you that this is a show, yeah, but this is God working through a show. And He can and does use so many different things to reach us, and this is just one of the ways that He does. And yeah, I hope that you know, don't give us glory, don't give us praise. Yeah, it's great having fans and stuff, and we appreciate knowing how much you care, but remember, it's all about Him. And I guess it's something that I need to remind myself of every now and then when we get letters like this. I appreciate it so much, and it really brightens my day, and then I have to be like, you know what, I need to go to God first and thank Him for this wonderful opportunity. So, yeah, sorry, I don't really know where that came from, but just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah.
Nope. Yep. I totally agree. It's basically pretty much what all of Odyssey is about too. It's just directing us to the bigger picture. Really, it's not about what we see. Sometimes it's sometimes about what we don't see, and God definitely is working. So.
And about growing us in our faith, and that's kind of what we wanted. I know that's one thing that I wanted to try and do here is try and challenge you not to just take the show as a fun pastime, because I know that I've done that. I mean, it's a great pastime, but try and get more from it and realize that it is something that God can and does use. And I'm kind of repeating myself, but I didn't really say exactly what I wanted to say before. Let this show challenge you and use it, and then go back to the Word. And God really can help you grow in your faith and in your walk. And I'm still not getting this, so never mind, I'm stopping now. I'm sorry.
No, that was, you're going good. You're going good.
Yeah, I can't seem to finish it off, so we're just going to stop there, and maybe I can pick up on that some other time.
But. Sounds like a plan. So, I guess we should wrap this up with a rating.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. What are you giving it, Chris?
Fitting that you asked me first this time, because you always have to modify
copy.
Your rating or just
you know,
I do. Bit. So it's interesting because I think this one was one that I just enjoyed for old time's sake.
Exactly.
But not necessarily one that was just overwhelming, like wow, amazing, incredible. So I'm gonna say last episode was 7 stars. I'm gonna say this one was probably 5.5. 5.5, yeah, 5.5 stars out of 5. solid episode. Not the greatest episode in the world, but an entertaining one nonetheless. So,
this episode for me was a breath of fresh air in a rather gloomy week. Which, for the record, I'm not a gloomy person, and I don't have bad days all that often. It just kind of happens sometimes when we're recording. So, for the record, I'm not, just wanted to clarify that.
Understatement of the year. Sarah is not gloomy. Understatement of the year. That is not Sarah's personality. See? You can, right there. Okay. So, what was your rating?
I hadn't gotten there yet. I was trying to say that this episode made me laugh out loud so many times, and it was just, it's a very cheerful, fun, happy episode, and it was exactly what I needed, and it was so wonderful to finally get to hear something after waiting for so long. So I'm probably going to give it a 6 or 6.5 out of 5. Because it had all of my favorite characters in it. It had Lucy, it had Jimmy, and it had Connie in it.
Yeah. Just all they needed was Richard.
That's true. And Jason.
If Richard and Jason were there, you would have spazzed out and given it like 20, 200 out of 5. Seriously.
Not that many, but.
Oh, just wait. Writers, are you listening? Are you listening? Yeah.
Yeah.
Future ideas, since you have a long time to think about it, but, you know, if there's any lackage of ideas, there you go.
Lackage
Jason,
of ideas.
Jason,
lackage
Richard.
Lackage of ideas? What is this word, lackage?
It's not in your dictionary?
No.
Well, it's in my dictionary.
Well, you're Canadian.
True. So, yeah, Jimmy, Lucy, Richard, Jason, Connie. Who else? Who else do you need to add?
I don't know. I don't know who else we need to
add. We'll just call it the Sarah episode.
The Sarah episode.
First Sarah.
What?
First Sarah.
First Sarah.
So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I am not deserving of my own episode.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, and look what you did, Chris. You got me going on Michigan now.
Oh, no.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. So okay, let's... So,
yeah, 6.5 for me. 6.5, not sure. 6.25, there.
Wow. 6.25. Do they make quarter stars anymore?
Hey, I'm making the rules here.
Okay. So before we go and finish off this very long podcast, let us give you guys the 8th clue to our season-long contest.
Okay. That clue will be Lucy.
I love Lucy.
Wrong show.
Well, it's fitting, so. Actually, it's
True.
actually very fitting if you think about it.
I know. I know. Alrighty. So I hope y'all enjoyed having two podcasts in 1 week.
And if you didn't, well, go listen to the official podcast.
Or something like that. All right. Have a great week, everybody.
Yes, keep your eyes peeled on one place because the Triangled Web Part 2 is coming out very soon.
Yeah. And be warned, we might be a little bit late in our next podcast because we're both, well, I am heading finals week, so my time will be crunched. So I'm warning you now.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for sticking with us for yet another podcast.